second year out of North Dakota State, to the sideline. Here goes Lamb. He gets free on the inside. C.D. Lamb. Touchdown.
Oh, it was quite a wide receiver battle last night. Woo! On Thursday Night Football. Not enough touchdowns scored for my taste.
No.
Or Al. Al last night on the broadcast was hoping for a few fewer flags and a few more scores. I think Al had the over.
May have had the over last night.
Yep. I hung around till the end of the broadcast. Certainly sounded that way. Cowboys beat the Giants 20-15 on Thursday Night Football. And, well, there was a rookie on the other side for the Giants. You heard CeeDee Lamb, 55-yard touchdown last night. It's a first-round rookie wide receiver who just got paid. Take him off the board if you were hoping the Patriots could go after a guy like CeeDee Lamb eventually in free agency or on the trade market. Malik Nabers on the other side, hugely productive night before he got knocked out of the game. We can reinvestigate if the Patriots did the right thing at pick three. And I already see it in the Twitch chat. Our guy Dubs985 is saying, all day yesterday you're talking about the Patriots roster and how they have the quarterback and this and that, and you'd rather be the Patriots than the Niners and blah, blah, blah. And now you're asking whether or not they made the right pick at number three. For me, I am not going back on what I wanted. I loved Drake May at pick three. But there was a lot of people out there who said, go get Marvin Harrison Jr. Go get Malik Nabers. Trade down and get one of these guys, right? Swap with the Giants. The Giants will come up and get Drake May. Mm-hmm. You move down, get Malik Nabers at six and something else. There's a lot of people who felt that way at the time. I wasn't one of them. I'm still not one of them. I want the quarterback. But it is hard to ignore what Malik Nabers is doing. He was unreal in that game last night for a guy who's four games into his career.
And we can all agree that his quarterback stinks. It's not terrible. He's not like a borderline quarterback. Or, well, maybe he's good. He's always a little bit better. Like, no, he stinks. The Giants committed to him, and they shouldn't have. And Malik Nabers might be a guy just, what, four games into his career that is QB-proof, or he can help, you know, save a QB's job, potentially. So when the whole draft process began, I wanted Marvin Harrison, but I also thought there was a chance that you might be able to get Bo Nix or maybe even like Penix. Like, I thought you would be able to get one of those guys in the second round.
What? Bo Nix.
At the time, he was known as Bo Nix. He had not thrown any NFL interceptions yet. But then teams get crazy and they all get overdrafted. Like, I don't think JJ McCarthy, Penix, or Nix in a traditional draft probably would have gone first, but people get so slappy for quarterbacks, and then there you have it. So once that went out the window and you weren't going to be able to pair Harrison with anybody, you didn't have a QB on the roster, right? You knew it wasn't going to be Mac Jones. You knew it wasn't going to be Bailey Zappe. You kind of needed the quarterback. But I do think a guy like Nabers and Harrison and maybe even Roma Dunze is proving that wideout is the second most important position in football today. Like, that is, you have to have one. And if you want to argue you can get one later, okay. The Patriots haven't been able to do it.
No, they other teams haven't can, been right, able
they,
to.
They have not, and that's another reason.
Teams do it routinely.
And I knew Belichick was gone, so that kind of changed the conversation a little bit. But you're saying Harrison and Nabers seemed like sure things. So maybe sometimes you have to take that sure thing, or as sure of a thing as anything can be in the draft. Maybe you have to go there because every time you've tried to take a late first or second round or third round receiver, you've missed. Even when you tried trading for established receivers, like Mohamed Sanu, that guy's come in and been terrible. So maybe you need those guys to prop up the quarterback. But I eventually got won over by the Drake May pick simply because they had no other quarterback plan at all. So as much as I like Harrison, did I want to see him playing with Jacoby Brissett or with Bailey Zappe or with who knows what else they would have shown up with? Like, I think they needed the quarterback.
Well, the thing with Harrison in Arizona, at least you and I agree on this, we both kind of like Kyler Murray. And I'm not telling you he's an elite quarterback, but I think it's not a bad spot to go into as a rookie wide receiver.
No, that was an obvious pick, and they did it. And
Brissett would be a bad spot.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones is a bad spot to go into, and Malik Nabers is still producing. You think the Cardinals, or even Cardinals fans, you think there's any remorse watching what Nabers is doing versus Marvin Harrison Jr., who had a terrible week one but has been good since?
Yeah, not yet. I think Harrison was so good, and I know there were you like Nabers more.
I mean, look, I wasn't anti-Harrison or anything, but I preferred Nabers in the draft.
But most people, I would say 95% of people wanted Harrison, so I'm not going to overreact after three games. Plus, he did have a good game. Like, he's or a couple good games Harrison has. He scored touchdowns the last 2 weeks.
His week two, he was
a beast.
Awesome. Yeah, and he scored again last week.
So, I mean, I think this could be one of those drafts where both are great. Right, like both are great. Like maybe we were talking yesterday, maybe two of these quarterbacks end up being great, or maybe even more. And who knows, maybe Roma Dunze, who was good last week, sort of maybe a breakout game for him. Maybe they all end up being good. There's been certain drafts. Like, wasn't Odell Beckham and Mike Evans and like a couple other guys were all the same
draft.
Absurd
rookie draft.
So you're like,
all right,
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And they even had guys that were good and then kind of fell off a little bit, but they were good right away. But anyway, like, we've seen it. We've seen drafts where one position has a bunch of guys that are good, and you know, you have three wideouts taken in the top 10. Like, I definitely think there's a chance they're all going to be really good.
Man, that was 2014? I'm like, oh, that was pretty recent. That was 2014.
Beckham's, was that Devontae Adams' second round?
Hang on. So it was Watkins at four. Didn't work out.
No, not really.
Ironically, he's the one where you take him highest. He didn't work out. Mike Evans, probably a future Hall of Famer, I was going to say, at pick seven.
Yeah.
Odell Beckham, burned hot. He's tailed off.
Burned real hot, though. Like, for a four-year stretch, he was one of the best, like, rookie contract receivers ever.
That was pick 12. Brandon Cooks, pick 20.
He's a good player.
I mean, he's bounced around to a lot of teams, a lot of thousand-yard years. It's a good pick.
Still playing.
Kelvin Benjamin didn't work.
No, but he did for a second. He was good for – I bet his rookie year he was good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, then he fell off.
Okay, then you get into some guys who didn't work out so much. Early second round. Marquise Lee, Jordan Matthews, Paul Richardson.
Jordan Matthews, another guy, really good early.
Second round, end of the second round, early third round. Or I'm sorry, it's all second round. Devontae Adams, you were right, pick 53.
So, I mean, that's another Hall of Famer.
Allen Robinson, Jarvis Landry.
So two good players, like Pro Bowlers, but you have two Hall of Famers, like Hall of Famers. Mm-hmm. So not just like two good players. You probably had six good receivers in that draft.
Yeah. Kelvin Benjamin had two good years.
He did.
1,000 yards his rookie year, then 941 second.
He got a little out of shape, didn't he?
Well, he looks like a tight end.
Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce situation.
Yeah,
say he needed to stop eating biscuits or something like
that. He ate a lot of biscuits. That's fine. But then Jordan Matthews is another guy that was really good for like a hot second.
Yeah,
but anyway, the point is like, you had how many Pro Bowlers out of that draft that position?
This could be that level of draft.
I think so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Allen Robinson and Jarvis Landry, they're not what they were, but those guys were Pro Bowlers. Devontae
Thousand
Adams.
Yards.
As you said, Evans, Adams, Hall of Famers. You know, Brandon Cooks, I'm not sure has ever made a Pro Bowl, but good receiver for a long time.
And maybe it's
that could be this receiver class. Yeah.
Do you think this receiver class will be better than the quarterback class? It's easier to be, probably. But, like, I don't.
I mean, we just said yesterday.
QBs. I like the QBs, too. I like them both.
I think this class could be – I think it's closer to the 2000 quarterback class than it is 2001, where you went 0 for 5.
2020.
I'm sorry. What did I say?
2000.
I'm sorry.
I'm like Tim Couch?
No. Sorry. 2020.
I don't even know if that was Couch.
Versus 2021.
Yeah.
You were 5 for 5 in 2020.
Yeah.
You were maybe 0 for 5 in 2021.
Right.
I think you're closer to that 2020 class. We just talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, I did, too.
So I like this receiver class. I do.
I think they're going to be all good. But at least three anyway.
But if Jaden Daniels
maybe four. Brian Thomas. I think there's going to be four good.
Fair. But if Jaden Daniels and Drake May are what I think they're going to be.
And if Bo Nix is as good as everybody thinks.
Maybe. If those two are good, I'll take two great potentially quarterbacks over four good receivers. Does that make sense?
But when you look at Kelvin Benjamin, guys, he's 6'5". He's 245 pounds. He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
That's a good break.
Meanwhile, that's a guy who couldn't even walk on the sideline. He had to zoom back and forth on his, whatever.
So the texter
stand.
Yeah, the booger said. Zzz.
The texter said he was never good. He had 1,000 yards and 9 touchdowns as a rookie. It's good.
Was he on the 15-1 Cam Newton team? Was he on one of those?
He was on
the Panthers.
The great year with the Panthers. It was 2014. So weren't they in the Super Bowl in 15?
Yeah.
So they were 7-8-1.
That was pre biscuit.
Yeah.
Then maybe he's. On the biscuit.
And then he came, he missed all of 15, maybe while they were good. And then at 16, he was back.
Okay.
Yeah, no, he's a bust overall, but I'm just saying, like, that 2014 season, I feel like all those rookies were good.
Yeah.
And then some of them continued to be, others weren't.
Here's what I'm going to say. The risk on taking Drake May was on display last night. I'm okay with it. I'm not relitigating what the Patriots did. I like the Drake May pick. In fact, I love the Drake May pick. I'd do it again. I believe in him, but that's the risk that's on display. Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers with bum-ass Daniel Jones throwing to him, that's the risk. Because you could have that guy and something if you move down.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not just an either-or, right?
Yeah.
Like, who knows? Would you have gotten a future one? Probably. So you're like, would you rather have Malik Nabers right now and the...
If the Giants were moving up for a quarterback, absolutely you're getting a future one, maybe more.
Right.
So that's the argument. I like what the Patriots did. I'm standing by it. But it's hard to ignore Malik Nabers, who I loved in this draft. It's hard to ignore him. And
but
if you're out there and you like that plan, today's a good day to take a victory lap.
Yeah.
If you wanted Marvin Harrison Jr. or you wanted a receiver and trading back and getting something else. So you can jump in. 617-779-7937.
I think it's also a lesson because they've done such a poor job at bringing in a true number one that next year, I know everyone's going to be screaming about linemen, and they need to find linemen. Don't get me wrong. They need to maybe trade for one, or they need to sign one in free agency or whatever. But don't be afraid to take a wideout in the top 10. Like, they're going to be picking in the top 10 next year.
There might be two. There's two right now that are probably going to go in the top 10.
Yeah.
McMillan at Arizona and Luther Burden.
So, like, it might
then
be.
Then you have Emeka Egbuka.
Luther Burden, if you watch the BC game.
Well, yeah.
Scored against him, had a good game.
Yeah.
He's at Mizzou.
Yeah, he's good. So I just think they need linemen. If you're afraid to play your quarterback because you don't have linemen, however, like, they might need to figure out a way to get one of those top tier guys too.
So here's the thing. I think you need to take a quarterback where the Patriots took a quarterback. You do not need to take a receiver where the Giants took Neighbors. You don't. What's the metric you want to go with so far this year? Yards, just to find, like, the top receivers in the game.
Okay.
So Malik Neighbors was the sixth pick.
Yep.
Nico Collins is second in yards. What was he, a fifth round pick?
Probably.
CeeDee Lamb was a first round pick, but like middle late first round, 18, 20, something like that.
First round pick.
Rashi Rice, second round pick. Juwan Jennings. Was he even drafted? I don't even know.
Maybe.
Justin Jefferson was in the 20s, first round pick. DK Metcalf, second round pick. Godwin was like a third or a fourth round pick. Devontae Smith, high top 10 pick. Alec Pierce, Jamar Chase, Devontae Adams. So, like, there's a good you can find receivers.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Certainly outside
but the Patriots
top 10.
Haven't been able to.
No, the Patriots may not be able to, but you can find your stud lead receiver late in the first round. You can find them round two. You can find them in some cases. Puka Nacua had 1,500 yards last year. It's a fifth-round pick.
Jennings was a seventh-round pick in 2020.
Okay, so, like, and I don't know that all those numbers are going to hold. We're only three weeks in.
I bet Jennings go down.
Fine. But my point would just be, even with the 49ers, Deebo Samuel's a second-round pick. You can find these guys. I think the Patriots made the right decision. But it's a day to take a victory lap if you want to. If you were in that crowd of moving down, take a wide receiver, wait to take the quarterback.